Okay, so before Geshe-la comes in, let's do the seven-limb prayer on the back of the first base sheet, then the short mandala offering before the teaching and the request to turn the wheel of Dharma, and the 21 praises to the praises to the 21 Taras on the green sheets. And then afterwards, after we prostrate with Geshe-la, we'll be doing the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga meditation on page 22 of the silver book, or page 7 if you have the booklet. And we'll start, and I won't announce where it is or anything. We'll just get started. And then after we're finished with that, usually Geshe-la starts chanting the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer, which is on the bottom of the base sheet on the front side. So let's start with the seven-limb prayer on the back side of the base sheet. Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginning was time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. This ground, anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon, I imagine this is a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect pure Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma, precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Idam Guru Ratamandalakam Niryatayami. Okay, so the praises to the 21 Taras on the green sheets. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Om, I prostrate to the noble, transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyesight, lighting, instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Roads, Turbo and Lotus. Homage, he whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with bright rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, goddess, action, triumph without limit. Help my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Dutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, courses through Skandavas Yakshas. Homage, with her tre and pe sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions. She was founding lotus fisted, she was slayer of all enemies. Image at the heart of fingers, adorn her with three Jomudra. Light rain masses all excited, all directions seals adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. A machine with wreath ablaze, beyond any fire abiding, rice of fence of joy surround, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana. She endowed with Om and Soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to her with seed letter, other shape of syllable, If something shakes the tree, Smeru Mandara in Vindhya, homage holding in her hand, the hammock moon of Devalik form, with spikes book on Tara and Pay, totally dispelling poison, homage she whom guards and their kings, and the Kinaras to honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts, homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Raisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion, homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, Jyotosas the spirit, Yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with the mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with his greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. As affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. And then if you flip back to the first base sheet, let's read, accepting difficulties as a path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas to the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas' joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Losangdrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns and the Savior's extensive deeds. I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billowed clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings or the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losangdrapa to shine forever. And so if you go to the bottom of page 26 or in page 13 in the booklet, and let's do 21 of the Migtsemas, a five-line prayer. And I'll chant the last one so we know that it's over. Second stanza of the dedication. In all my lives, through the victorious one, Laman Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path raised by the victorious ones.
Sanghe Good evening and welcome back to Lamrim class. I think I brought the answer, but the person is not here, so I'll skip. I thought she'll be here, if she comes, then I'll read the answers. The power of the power of hearing Dharma teachings or hearing or no studying Dharma teachings to Chido Shishidua is that Shishitua means like look very peaceful. Shishitua means like gentle. verbally, physically, mentally, become gentle. Become true gentle being, human beings. The power of listening Dharma or studying Dharma is to become very gentle, gentle physically, mentally, verbally, become very gentle. So become as a gentle, becoming gentle, beings, okay? Gomdob Nimuchu, Gomdob, the power of meditations is to reduce negative thoughts. Power of meditations, Gomdob Nimuchu, the power of meditations to reduce or minimize negative thoughts. It's important to, including myself, it's very important to keep in our mind the power of, studying or listening Dharma is to become gentle, physically, mentally, verbally. Power of meditations is to have less negative mind. That's how we take essence out of this precious human life. Then Tuba maybe Gumjende Lagdum Tala Zavatas, no Tuba maybe Gumjim means hermit without knowledge. It's like the person without limbs. Hermit without knowledge is going to be a person without limbs, you know, trying to climb on the mountains. Tuba maybe Gumjende Lagdum Tala Zavatas, person who doesn't have. As a lagdum is not as hand. As a, it's not. Is this both of these fingers missing? What do you call? Arm. No arm. Armless. It's like tuba maybe gomche hermit without knowledge. Is like the person without arms trying to climb the mountains. We can't climb the mountain. Everything that's been said in Lamrim teachings, you know, is like when it's come down on practical level, it's not quite easy. It's very challenging. So, you know, that's why, you know, it's not easy to get enlightened. There's a lot of work needs to be done to get enlightened. So anyway, so major nigidress, you know. Even though you don't have teeth to bite, but you don't give up. You just chew, and slowly you swallow. So many nigdes. So the teeth. If you don't have teeth to bite, but you know you don't give up, you just chew. And slowly, you know, so then it'll get softer, then, you know, you can swallow them. So that's what I'm going to do, you know. So right now it feels like that I don't have teeth to bite on lamb limbs. I say realization, but I do have teeth to bite cheesecake. So don't have teeth to bite lamrim realization. So then, you know, you don't give up, you know. So what we're going to do, we are going to, you know, use our gum to chew, you know, chew as much as we can. Oh, that's what we do. Okay. So where we stopped last Wednesday, we stopped like what to do when you go to bed, right?
Yeah.
So what you call now this, like, you know, sleeping yoga, eating yoga, like all that, you know, according to what yoga teaches, there's no six yoga. So this is now kind of like sleeping yoga. Nalse debu meba minjuwa tenda demba teda pad nunu shesumbe shi nimo shibo tangu tsemu techa te tsemi cha te teme ni tinji mwona tunzam su cheta chawa tembe shi. So day has been divided into sessions between sessions. Traditionally, when you do retreat, you know, you do four sessions. If you do traditional retreat, you do four sessions. That's how you divide the day into four sessions. So then between sessions. Similarly, also you divide it at night, you divide it into, you know, session and between sessions, something like that, okay? Not whole night, you know, some part of the night. No, the day is like whole day, you know. Chemi cha demi cha de chami me no cha de. That's like the beginning of the night, then the end of the night is close to, you know, sunrise, right there. Okay, cha de, not whole night because we have to sleep. Nimoshibo tang chemi cha demi ni tinji mo da tinji mo cheda chawa. Tembeje chapata dogne dibangale simyozu jambe tendo chawa te nasha bataroje. Dita Ombyung Gautambache. So far what we explained, you know, how to protect our senses from this, you know, six different objects, desirable object, you know, undesirable object, you know. So when you see the desirable object, then you know this another part of negative mind arise. When you see undesirable object, then another set of negative mind arise. So make sure that you, you know, protect your, you know, the mind from those objects. So we already explained, I already explained that last Wednesday or maybe two Wednesday in a row. Yeah, then I say only God Almighty, she's in the chair. So then be more, I say, conscientious, more, you know, aware. It does change, you know, so that every day, you know, it's like that you have, I say, power to choose, you know, how you are, you know, you do make progress, you know, here, there, but not like whole day, but you know, so then out of, if you be more mindful, you make more progress. If you being less mindful, then you know, then it's going to be, you go back to the habit, go back to the same habit, you know, then kind of like perpetuate the habit, you know, so that's not like so there's lack of mindfulness. If you being more mindful, then I think, you know, you do make progress. That things that, you know, you usually make a lot of mistakes. You know, as I said, you know, a lot of guys, not necessarily the mistakes also, you know, create, you know, like unpleasant atmosphere. You know, talking about cookings, cleanings, you know, drinking, going, so if you don't be mindful, then you just go back to your old habit, so then you react from there, so then, you know, there's so many, like I said, unpleasant atmospheres, you know, generated by not being mindful, so that habit could change, if you know, in the morning, if you motivate yourself, you know, to, okay, today, you know, so I'm going to be more mindful, or so that, you know, you make progress here, a little bit here, there. Certain things used to bother you, so then, you know, if you motivate yourself that day, if you decide deliberately, voluntarily decide to be more mindful, so then, you know, that even the same things, you know, used to be bother you, so then it doesn't bother you because you know your perceptions. You're trying to change their perceptions, you know. yeah, similar progress. So did the only go to the session to chew about sun like changing more the tinsam yigi chew you be did tinsam nam sung or tinsam nam sung or chew. Nya we conjure this. So now the I say way to sleep, the way to go to bed, you know, so like the characteristic of that, you know, so or maybe action of, you know, how you go to sleep. Nya we conjure means, you know, behavior. So that's like between session. That's not like the in the session, no, that's between session. So, so that clearly shows in session you should not sleep. As I said, Manasu, you know, really the best nap you can ever get is like sitting like that. Really comfortable. Most uncomfortable position, you get best, you know, like nap, you know. So then when you stand up, then you try and lay down bed, you don't sleep, you know, you're wide awake, you know, because seen that seems, you know, so when that happens, according to Lama Tsongkhapa, when you're trying to memorize something you couldn't memorize, when you're trying to think about something, I mean, it's like, you know, if you try to memorize something from Lamrim text, couldn't memorize. If you want to think about something about Lamrim, you could not think clearly. If you measure on that, you're not able to generate any realizations. So that's like the clear signs, you know, of, you know, like a shortage of merit. So that's why Lama Tsongkhapa went to Walker, the place called Walker, did 10 million prostrations. 10 million prostrations. So that's what, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa asked Manjushri, why, you know, not seeing emptiness, why? Because, you know, when I read the books, I understood everything that, you know, in the books, I understood why I'm not seeing that. So there needs more merit, more merit. So then Lama Tsongkhapa left with, I think, 11 of his disciples, 6 of them, they went to the Walker, not very far from Lhasa. So there were, as you can still go to visit that place, that's where Lama Tsongkhapa did so many purification practice. Then when he reread the same line, there, so emptiness. So it's not new because he read this many times. And after that, you know, so... So anyway, so now what we learn here, so there's the sleep only happens in the between sessions, not in the session. So therefore, this advice is very important for beginners, short sessions. Short, many. You know? When you become good, long, little. Little? Long fever, yeah. In the beginning. That's why, you know, so that you may, you know, mix the session and the between sessions, and that you'll do, probably end up doing that simultaneously in the sessions. So the sleeping. So that's sleeping is between sessions. Sleep happens between sessions. If you divide the day and night into session and between sessions, so then sleep falls into between sessions. So this is talking about somebody who's, you know, meditating on Lam Rim, okay? So this talking about somebody who's meditating on Lam Rim, that's how they divide their days and night, that's what they do. So why they divide in these two, why they call, you know, sleeping times between sessions? So make sure that you don't waste that, you know, time too, because that's also important, you know, important, that's also important time. So make sure that you don't just waste. Or sleep, actually, is mind. Mind? Sleep is mind, okay? It can be positive or can be negative or can be neutral. What's called like, it's like changeable mental factors, no. Teach da chawa ni nimo da tsimu la cha nimo da tsimu la cha sun du che be cha de la che ge we che be tu da wa che ne cha pa wa la pa be se nya wa cha de se ni ji je ba che be ji juan nam juan nam ni ji je ba che be chi lo so the sleep, you know, sleep that increased potentials of, you know, this four element, earth, water, fire, wind element that, you know, is part of our bodies. So the kind of, you know, sleep that helps to increase their potential. So tene de jada ni mo da chemo cha sum do chebe cha de la geve cha ve de da wa chen de. So that's how the lamrim meditator, that's how they spend their life, you know. So they, during the daytime, they divide their days into sessions and between sessions, four sessions, they meditate. And during the sessions, they're continuously remembering, you know, like they're continuously mindful, you know, what kind of meditation they, you know, did on the session. They kind of carry on. There's so much merit has been created through that way. So in the end of night, when you go to sleep, then you kind of, you know, review them. That's how you go to, you know, bed. Oh, there are, you know, many differences. Did they mention like two types of effort there? One thing. you see the effort, the two types of effort? Chunju is the kinzo. Teda lu te tana gyue chola. Chunju ni chola shindo. So anyway, that's not that important. So that's okay, just forget it. That's not that important. So, sleeping with, you know, that kind of, you know, like, how you say, mindset, you know, that basically is like positive set of mind. This whole idea is, you know, sleep with a positive set of mind, you know, positive set of minds. Then my question is how I can sleep with a positive mind. If you have no clues, then, you know, you kind of remember what you meditated on, you know, during the daytimes. So these are all, you know, to design to help to generate, you know, to positive mind or to be optimistic, or aiming for, you know, for the enlightenment, you know, so this like that. So that's one way to do, okay? Teta lute tana gevesha la tani yoyo, nyave se ne ka ne chir chung de se, nyave se ne ka ne chir chung de, kangba chui ne se, nangda shubha tang se. So, shubha tase, lo yoga pa tase, somehow, I'm not sure how many people go to bed, before you go to bed, you wash your feet. Yeah, so there's something, you know, different here, so maybe worth to try. If you cannot sleep, you know, wash your feet. So, this is more likely cold water because there's not, you know, the heater there, so at that time, but more likely cold water. I also heard, you know, so some people do that when they are not able to sleep, they wash their feet, then they go to bed, you know, somehow it help them to sleep. It's been said here, okay, so I'm not just making it up. It's the kangba. Kangba means feet. True means wash. Also, they know there's two venerable nuns who are checking it also there. Kangba. Now the Shubhala said, no, you ever have this. It's not that easy. I'm not sure it's not that easy. So, that's why when you go to Ajanta, Ellora, that's like northern part of India, there's all this ancient cave. So there's some like dormitory. So when you look at it, when you go in there, the bed, you know, it's just made out of rock. But, you know, size of the bed is very small. So now you know the reason, you know, so you don't just sleep like this, you know. 1 feet there, 1 feet up there. it's not, you know, it's not that easy. You're supposed to sleep like, you know, you put your right hand, then actually like, as you both feet straight, 1 foot is top on one, and the hand is like this. You don't. You need only this space. This much space. You know, you don't need like that. That's called like as a sinking. That's how the do anybody know how the line sleeps? I don't see line sleeping like that. So maybe there's snow lines. Nobody saw snow one. So. In Tibet, no, Singi, they reverse to snow lines. No, snow line, not reverse to line in Africa. So I've seen lions sleeping under the trees. And lions go. if their belly is full, that's how they sleep. So I don't see that they're sleeping like that. So they have snow line. Singi, she was low. Yeah, but not the right side. No, but kamba yomba everything. Left foot, top on right foot. You know, singi, that's how the snow line I guess it's out this house, not nice, it's not nice sleeping, or thinking of Chawaja. Thinking the Nyawa is why that arises, what do you call that? The sleeping behavior, why that behavior like that's important. Singing, she does Tindo Tamjish Nana, singing the Zachavas, because snow lines, you know, is physically the more powerful amongst other animals. So then always, you know, like the mind, you know, because there's no other animals that bother them, so their minds always, you know, kind of like arrogant or kind of high. Their mind never get low because they are, you know, their nose, you know, nobody can compete them. Same thing. Then the parundam bashindu. So that very like physically, you know, just seeing the snow lines, the other animals even not think about challenging them, even just seeing them, you know, even just when they're sleeping. So that's why, you know, there are so many, I say, obstacles could be protected if you sleep like that. So then when you go to Thailand, so you see sleeping Buddha, Buddha, that statue, that's exactly like that. Then another day, Singi, the Chava, Tanja, Sim. Chida, okay, that's the Minyawa, Naja, Tuma, Tal Chava, Soja, Paro, Nuji, Nibi, Singh, Shinyas. That's how, you know, that's why you sleep like that. And just, I'm not sure, like, if you worry that somebody, if you worry that some, you know, kind of like, sorry, this can be tested in haunted house. See if you sleep like that, see what happens. In haunted house, so see. So there's no like, just seeing that, the way you sleep, you know, so like there's, you know, within the animal realms, believe or not, there's so many unfortunate beings, you know, that we could not see them, but you know they are, you know, going through so much sufferings, you know. So then, so sometimes you know encounter them in different ways, you know. Kind of. So anyway, so this there are, you know, many invisible beings, you know. So and that those the obstacles can be protected if you sleep like that. You know, he doesn't. So there are many beings, you know, like that's not how they sleep. It does require some, you know, effort, you know, so it just becomes automatic. So at the beginning you go like this, and maybe after 15 minutes, maybe this side or this side. I remember one day waking up like this, you know. There's one, I think there was one African American monk. I think he's the first African American monk who came to our monastery when he was probably 16, 17. Somehow he, you know, he came. Anyway, so then, you know. One time, me and my friends, so I already told the story, we went, you know, we sneak out of the debate courtyard, went to the town to watch a video. When we come back, you know, we got in trouble, so the next day, you know, so we kind of as punished by our teachers. I was really sad, so then, you know, that morning, he came early morning into my room, checking on me. So then that's part of that morning, so somehow, maybe out of fear. So then he said, look, then I can hear, you know, he's talking to somebody. He said, oh, look, he's sleeping like Buddha. So, so then I already wake up, so then I just pretend, you know. So, but by then I heard, and I'm already awake, so then I didn't move. So sometimes it happens, maybe out of fear. Minyawa, not just a moja. So I was a founder of it. namda jigdo na lo yebe singi shindo nyawa ni chiji, chini ji lu lepa minju wadang so ni lo na temba minji ba so this is important temba ni lo na temba minji ba ni tukbo minju wadang milam digba nyemba mima inji so if you sleep like that, you know, so then you like say naturally the body doesn't like as a means you know kind of loose, you know, kind of loose. Very loose, you know, very loose. Means like, top means kind of, you know, stress. You stress your body. You know. So you can't lose your body because you know, that otherwise as I say you fall here or you fall there when you sleep, you know, put one feet up. Sleeping like that, you have to be disciplined. Otherwise, you know, you can't sit like that, right? You fall either here or either there, or you know, well, there's a so that then benefit of that, you know, so like still not just you know, controlling the mind, but still you know, also controlling the physical body. If you fall asleep like that. More likely that you are not going to lose your mindfulness. Mindfulness, okay? This is quite important. So as you can say, there's probably just the research has been done on the sleep. You can say that, you know? So there's the research has been done on sleep. There's no, there's kind of like studies on the sleep. So more likely you are not going to lose your mindfulness. Then you don't go into very deep state of sleep. Okay, I'm not sure that's probably not going to work here. See, I'm having problems not falling deep in sleep. So then, more likely you'll have not nightmare, because you are kind of you know mindful, no. In the sleep, you are kind of also mindful. It's not like your mind, how do you say, opposite of mindful.
Distracted.
Huh? Okay, so that's not going to work. So that,
mindless.
I'm not sure what to say. Anyway, so more likely you are not going to lose your, you know, mindfulness, or then. You don't fall into very deep into sleep. So therefore, now it's kind of indicates, you know, nightmare, or milam digbams, you know, digbams, you know, like, yeah, they actually like digbam, bad dream, then there's like, also like, it's include nightmare, the bad dreams, so more likely you are not going to have those dreams. Teta mayimba nyawani ngamashita dobe, nyabatishinjum, so. So then other way around, you know, so then more likely you fall into very deep in sleep. So then, you know, more you will have nightmares, things like that. So then again about the dreams. When you divide a night, the portion of dreams, you know, is like day to day, like tendencies created, you know, the portion of dreams. So then when it's got at later in the night, you know, like say from like before midnight, then after midnight, then there's certain portion of dreams has been, you know, kind of like created by obstacles. So then later after that 1 o'clock, 2 or 3, there's certain dreams, you know, then there's like whole books of dreams. So then the early part of the morning, night, the later part of night, the dreams, you know, sometimes indicate something, okay? So there's a whole books about dreams, so dream written about dreams, so that's how you sleep physically. Physically that's how it's been sleep, you know, that's how probably when you look at the Vinayaka Sutras, you know, there are like measurement about the house, the dormitory for the Sangha member. Then the size of the room is very small, and the size of the bed is very, very small. So right now, you know, So when you come to America, so those, like, you cannot simply follow them, you know?
According to this, the meditation room is not in the room where you sleep. Is that correct? We should not have an altar in our bedroom?
No, what did they say?
It says, when you go to sleep, first come out from the meditation room, wash your feet, and then enter your own room. So that means that you're not meditating in your room, so there's no altar in your room?
Say it again, please.
When you go to sleep, first come out from the meditation room, wash your feet, and then enter your own room. So that's where you sleep, in your own room. So does that mean our main altar?
If you are dedicating all your life meditating on Lamrim, so then probably you have these two separate, separate.
Right.
Not really separate, but according to the Vinayaka Sutra, that you have only one room. That room is also very small, as you much smaller than my bathroom now in here. So what happened, they built, it's kind of a box, square box. So that's where they meditated, square box. I don't think you can sleep there. So that's probably what it means, get out. Gom does like this, like meditation, how is the meditation box, or the gom does. So then, yes, I said, if you are doing like long Lamrim meditations, then most of the times, if you don't have extra room, so then there's no choice. So you can put your altar room, you can put your altar there, you can sleep there, so it can be done. Because simplicity, that's the key, So if you have extra room, so that's what they do, they meditate there. So then, they go to sleep somewhere else. If you have two rooms, so so meditation, the room is very, very small. It's like just the size of this, this kind of deep inside. They put then that's where that's where you meditate. So then then your sleep room is somewhere there, so small, something like that. So that doesn't mean something like you have to have two rooms. You don't have to have two rooms. So if you are doing long Lamrim meditations, say 3-month retreat, so then typically, generally speaking, they're separate. Where you meditate, where you sleep is separate room. I think day to day life, it doesn't matter. So important thing is to make sure that you clean the house. So that's how physically, that's how according to Lamrim meditator, that's how should sleep. So then worth to try, so you just see if that helps you to overcome from nightmare, if you're having problem with the nightmares, and see in the beginning, and when you fall asleep, it doesn't count. No, at the beginning, at least you can try and see, if that helps you to overcome a nightmare. If that does, then I think it's good. what kind of mindset I should go to bed? What kind of mindset, okay? Sambachinda vinyawa shiji. Vejit sema. Na vejit, yes. Nawa is like something. Not the dark, something, some kind of light. Maybe this is vegetable, labor, something. Rather than the same thing as this. So there's a total opposite. Here, every little light that keeps you wakes up, makes you not fall asleep. What is the best, light or no light when you go to bed?
No light.
So this is. This in the mentally, that you are thinking, is of darkness, you are thinking light. Okay, that's how you go to bed. So the weather then becomes in yadi tea, ni lobe se semna mumba mijumos. So that's how you maintain mindfulness. There's more like that's how you may have lucid dream, lucid dreams. You know, so lucid dream probably doesn't happen if you fall deep sleep. So more likely, you know, then it will be like nightmare or bad dream or whatever. So lucid dreams require mindfulness. You know? You have to be able to remember that you are dreaming. You know, so then that means, you know, you are getting sleep. Please don't worry, you are getting sleep. But light sleep, but you are still sleeping. Whatever the body needs, you are still nurturing your four element in your body. But you are getting sleep, but at the same time, you are mindful, you know, what's happening in the dream. And then doesn't get confused, just, you know, feel like it's real. But then if you are mindful, then you know it's a dream. So then I think more likely dream yoga can be practiced successfully there. So, rather than the same thing, if you fall asleep like that, you know, thinking about some kind of light, if you fall asleep, actually it doesn't matter whatever you're thinking, eventually you will fall asleep because no body needs sleep. You fall asleep, right? Doesn't matter if you're thinking anything, you know. So there's some point you will fall asleep, you know. So so then like with as the sleeping, going to bed with thinking about light, you know, with the then. There's no, then mind is not going to be, I say, kind of like, mind is going to be more fresh or more clean, okay? Chenpa nishye, chwe gyewa tyondang denpa, nyenpa dang, sampa dang, gompa li jume, chenpa, nido masongo patu, jesu dang denpa chawa. So you are, what you are thinking about, you know, maybe you are, the practice that you did, you are thinking about, could be, you know, precious human life, you know, you are thinking about why it's precious, you know, and then you're thinking about because of the cause, then you're thinking about example, there's like whole message why the life is so precious. There's entire message in the Lam Rim teaching. You're thinking about that. If you fall asleep like that, if you fall asleep like that, Gewa Tendan Demba, Nyembada, Sambada, Gombala Jimmy, Tembany do Mahangova, Jesus Temba Chavos. No, if you're doing some kind of, you know, visualization practice, you know, say it's like if you're doing some kind of para practice with some kind of visualizations, that's how you go to bed, you know, so then you're just visualizing, you know, just going to, so then somehow, you know, you will fall asleep. So that's the best way to go to sleep. Maybe, you know, reciting 21 para praises till you fall asleep, you know, just short one, just repeating maybe Om Tarabhat or something like that. So you know, here, you know, according to some Tara practice, this is what it suggests. You know, when you go to bed, you have to visualize that you are, as I say, sleeping on the lap of the Tara. You know, just you're putting your head on Tara's lap. You know, so then you know that. Then when you wake up, you know, so then you are just, you know, beautiful, like chanting or Tara mantra. That's how you wake up, you know. So Mother Tara is kind of like chanting. It's kind of like, you know, that here when children go to bed, you know, their mothers, they sing some songs, you know, sometimes they read some books. That's how, you know, how they, you know, they feel completely protected, you know, just something like that. Then when you wake up, you know, so then Tara is waking you up, you know, then you're hearing this beautiful chanting of the Tara mantras, you know, then that's how you wake up, like that. So this is not here, but you know, there's some other practice, Tara practice. When you do Tara practice, that's how, where you're supposed to visualize, you know, going there. So I think that's easy to do, you know. So like, besides lambing, that's easy to do. You just say Taramand, just visualize, you know. The Taramand, just visualize, you know, falling asleep. So this not that difficult to do, it's quite easy to do. Then you say, or Tara mantra, or the Rosara praises, the short five line, the short one, or you can say Om Tara to that, Om Tara to that, and then just fall asleep. Then there could become dream, called the sleeping yoga. This could become, you can call this sleep yoga, you know. Then the then ni lobe se yang maloba da dawa je ni lobe se yang maloba lo che te da la sente le ma do jesu juba juwa jesu juba juju da dona ni je se yang gi jong cho that frequently quite happens because in the monastery you memorize a lot of textbook. You are not allowed to bring the textbook at the class. You memorize a lot of them. Some case people, you know, either memorizing a lot of so then you put so much energy there. You know, you memorize fast in the day. You memorize, you repeat one line probably more than 100 times. That's how you memorize. Then you learn. Then you say, if you memorize one page, then you probably you end up, you know, saying like probably 1,000 times during the daytime. That's how, you know, you put into your computer. Yes. And the evening, so then you're trying to say that without book. So much effort has been put there, you know. Like at night, in the dream, then, you know, you say the prayers, you know, you say this text, you are saying the text, you know. So, not probably out of bodhicitta, but. So make sure when tomorrow morning when teacher asks, okay, now say it from here. So then teacher will say a few words from the beginning of the text. Then you have the responsibility to finish the rest of it. So then, you know, so maybe out of fear or whatever. So much effort throughout the day, you know, so in the morning, long hour, so much effort put there. And the afternoon, you know, after nap, you know, put some hour there. So then in the evening, then you know, recite that. And number of times, you know. So, and the people, their dreams, you know, about that text, and they are saying text in the dream. And sometimes you also remember, you know, debate. At the night, you know, so you have to make sure that, you know, somebody, all of a sudden, they move their hand like this. Somebody gives a every year, there's 1 month, you know, debate course between Sarah and Devon Ganden. So it rotates, you know, sometimes in the Sarah, then you can, if there's in Ganden monastery, then you have to sleep with a lot of monks there, you know, so there's no private room. So then, like, many, many mattresses, like this. All of a sudden, you say, tee! Somebody's doing all tee, because it's going ahead like this. Somebody's going to go all the time. You hear the word tee, then they chop. So that's in the very much like created by like this dream. So then here the same. The reason I'm saying this in the sleep, even though you are physically asleep, but mentally you are kind of awake. You know, you are kind of awake. Then you love it. Say. Then you love it. Say maloba that you love it. No, it seems like you are sleeping, but it looks that no, but you are not. I say. Then the mind is active, like, you know, it's like that you are not asleep. You know, it remembers everything. So there's an example that I use, you know, I do remember also myself, you know, so say people say that you say you are kind of, you know, like chanting in the dream. So that's, you know, because of so much effort put in throughout the day, so that you remember, still remembering dream, chanting that. So that could happen. If you do some meditation, if you do some meditations, that could happen in the dream. And if you remember things in the dream, then more likely there's a better chance, you know, do you remember in the pardo. another technique that people not in the according to another text, not people they use like, you know, like thinking of throughout the day, you know, everything that happens is like just trying to see this, you know, this is dream. This is not real. This is dream. So then more likely, you know, you remember dreams. Then the same, you know, when you are alive, you say, oh, this is not real. This happening in the part though. You know, this, so then more likely, you know, so likely that you remember in the part of this idea, okay? Like, not just one time, you know, many times, you know, many times. So there's no surprise, you know. If somebody says, oh, I just did whole, you know, it's not surprise if somebody says so much about, you know, so much that happened in the night. If somebody says something, you know, sometimes it's not surprise because it happens, like, because of the, you know, continuations of that, you know, has the helps the person's individual to remember, okay? So then, even in the sleep, you know, so there you're still creating merit, okay? Introspections. Even in the dream, that something happens, that you remember. Oh, you before you act, you think twice. Even in the dream, you remember. So, His Holiness said a number of times, probably some of you remember, in the dream that His Holiness never dreamed that he dreams that His Holiness the Dalai Lama. He dreams that, you know, he's monk. He said, you know, if something happens, that he remembers that he's monk. But he never dreamed that His Holiness the Dalai Lama. But he always remembered that he's one of the Buddha's, you know, followers, that he remembered the dream. If something, you know, happens, that he remembered, instantly he remembered that I'm monk. So then, you know, being more like a conscientious about his dream. Shijin, there's introspection, you know, there's alive throughout the sleep. If there's something, you know, some kind of, you know, like negatives, you know, then you are fully aware, okay? So you don't engage in that, you just immediately protect yourself from that. Huh? So that's all about the sleeping yoga. Oh, yeah. So now, now this is like how you should wake up. Not thinking about email or thinking about Twitter or Facebook or maybe walk traffic. You know, how terrible my night was. You know, there was somebody snoring very loud and I couldn't sleep. You know. So none of them mentioned here, okay? So, David, what kind of attitude one should have when you awake? When you wake up. The animals, they are out of fear, but they are so mindful, more conscientious. Because, you know, there's not out of fear, you know, they are like any noise they can hear, you know, way before the human hears, they hear. You know, they do sleep, you know, so, but they fall into very light sleep. They still remember, you know, it's not like, you know, sleep like, you know, how you say, sleep like rock. So that's, you know, not sleep like rock. So that animals, you know, they do sleep, you know, they are sleep, but it looks like they are awake, but it's actually they are asleep, but, you know, they will notice if there's some noise there, you know. number in the same show, Mijaba Sulis reduction to 2 times in hours reduction, like similar like animals, you know, like not baby just sleep but sleep, but you know, kind of aware, Nyawaja. Ten ni Mituji Dame Chile, Mio 70s or so. So that, you know, so then when it's time to wake up, you will wake up. You know, doesn't need so much effort, you will just wake up. So the waking up with the attitude, you know, that I am, you know, I say, So this here, you know, this is Lamrim class. So this is talking about Lamrim. So then when you wake up, what kind of attitude one should have? But generally speaking, the positive attitude is very, very necessary. In this case, then you wake up, you know, so you say, you could say ho or has a fortunately, you know, I'm waking up, you know, so and I'm very, very happy, you know, to have this day, you know, because a day for more Lamrim meditation, so develop more Lamrim, something like that, you know, positive attitude. So then that's kind of like motivating or setting up your day, you know, so that's what I'm going to do. So big chunk of my time, I'm going to read Lamrim, I'm going to think about Lamrim, and I'm going to meditate a little bit of Lamrim, you know, so that's why you get excited, you know, you get up with excited mind, that's positive excited mind, you know. not like, oh, I have meetings, so I'm not sure how the meeting is going to work, you know. So then, you know, we try all our best, you know, so here, when I was in Nepal 2 years ago, last year, I'm reading one book about this, the yogi, you know, the Tibetan yogi called, he's kind of crazy, but you know, he's actually not crazy, but he achieved high, very deeper level of spiritual, you know, experience. He gained some power, you know, he can, so anyway, they call Dubakunle, sometimes people they call crazy Dubakunle, anyway, he's Dubakunle. I'm reading his books, and the section of the books, I never heard that before, and I never read that about people. And he's saying that, you know, lay people, householder life is much more difficult than practitioner's life. Practicing is much more easier than taking care of family. So I never, you know, thought about it. I thought, you know, the practice is much more difficult. So now, you know, but he understood, you know, he goes everywhere. That's what people, they call him crazy, because he's everywhere, you know, he goes everywhere. So then when you look out, when you think, you know, it's very true. You know, having a family, then you are dealing with, you know, this, not like different types of consciousness that manifests from you. It's not like that, you know. If there's all different kinds of consciousness, then you manifest it. That's quite easy to take care, you know, so that your consciousness, you can do whatever you want to do. But there's like several different consciousness totally functioning based on several different karma. So that's, you know, that's big project. that's not easy, you know. So like, so then I think for meditator, you know, just sitting on your meditation house, you know, so that you really don't, compared to them, you don't have, you know, like this, like, practical responsibility to bring up some beings up, raise, you know, things like that, and how much conversation be needed between that person is you, you know, so there's so many conversations, and you don't need those conversations. So like that. So it makes sense. It kind of, you know, kind of shocked me, but you know, it makes sense. You know, so like, it's not easy. It's not easy. So therefore, we do our best. Okay? So we do what we can do. So when you wake up, you know, trying to think something good, you know, maybe think about precious human life, or think something good, at least. So attitude does matter. When you go to bed, attitude does matter. When you wake up, attitude does matter. So then, you know, the more likely this should, you know, should be positive attitude, okay? Find something, you know, something to be grateful rather than finding something to be complaining, you know, all this, you know, then that's not, according to this study, you know, so best way to go to bed is positive attitude. The best way to awake is positive attitude. In this case, that you are excited, that you are alive. The reason you are excited, that you know, that you say, okay, there's one extra day that I can get close to enlightenment. You know, I can get, you know, deeper my understanding of Lam Rim, you know. It is one extra day. So now you use that for, you know, Lam Rim meditation. That's how you get excited. Okay. So then you, you know, having family, having job, you know, so there's, you know, the problem at the job, you know, not necessarily caused by you, you know, caused by someone else. Then there's a meeting about that, you know, so then all kinds of things, not that easy, you know. So that's why Drupa Kunle, what he said, it makes complete sense. It's not easy, you know, so there's, you know, so everybody's well educated, has opinions, you know. So in the third world country, so only educated people has opinions. The rest of the people, they just listen. They have nothing to say. So here, you know, everybody's well educated, read, you know, so there's, and it's get more complicated. Yeah. So everybody has something to say, you know. And over there, they admit they have nothing to say. You know, they claim it there to listen. You know, so they believe that you have something to say because you are expert on the, you know, like that. And anyway, so because it is not easy, you know, so then try your best, you know, to wake up with some kind of attitude, you know, positive attitude. Okay. So I myself, you know, trying, so you can try, you know, so sometimes you are mindful, sometimes you are not mindful. So at least minimum you can do, recite Tara Mantra. Not that difficult to do, you know, recite Tara Mantra, Om Tara, that's very easy. You just recite, you don't have to say loud to wake up, so you just remember in your mind. There's a different way to say, you know, saying from mouth, saying in the mind. If you fall asleep like that, then that's good, you know. That's what it means, you know. Then when you wake up, you are waking up with Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re, so with the full smile, then that's great. Then thinking, oh, that's easy. There's a lot of benefit of doing this, but, you know, to compare to Lam Rim, it's, you know, relatively easy, you know. Then it becomes habit. If you do one day, 2 days, 3 days, you know. And it also helps, you know, somebody like, you know, who lost their mother, you know. So somehow, whether we admit or not, that we deep down, it's good to have somebody to look after you. You know, somebody that you, if you think, okay, that somebody's looking after me, like mother, you know, like Mother Tara, you know, so that even though you don't have, you know, physical mother, it's already gone, but you still, you know, in other part of your mind, you're still thinking, you know, there's somebody, you know, like treating you like their kids, you know. I think the point is everybody needs mothers. That's what, you know, everybody needs a mother. So then Tara will be the best roommate. So can you go in and go to bed, you know, you think of going to bed sometimes. So I think there's, you know, something easy that, you know, we all can do, okay, rather than going to Lam Rim meditation, you know. So it will be wonderful if you can, you know, pull out, you know, Lam Rim meditation when you go to bed. That's the wonderful, you know. So then we shouldn't say, oh, that's too difficult, I'm not going to do anything, that's not good, you know. So, so that's at least we can do. Similar like the white animals when they go to bed, you know. So they always go to bed, go to sleep with the full mindfulness. Then it's easy to wake up in the morning. Nibar is a Jema, Dagi, Sanjeji, Nave, Minyamata, there's no, that kind of excitement you wake up, you know. Then Sanjeji, Nave, singing Nyatan, Nyatan, Le, Fajimeba, Nyalo, so that's how you know. Physically, you sleep like snow lines, you know, the mentally, you know, so then you know, like, at the, with mindfulness, things like that. How to sleep, go to bed physically, mentally, what kind of attitude, what is all that. Then, Sanjay Jindal, Singh Jindal, Nyachavri, Tasumani, Chidar, Dagi, Tei Minyawa, Gevi Chunim, Tsunbe, Dubatar, Dubatar, Sanyata Chavri. Okay, so, you know, last night, relatively, it went quite well. It went quite well than I expected. Today, I'm going to try to do the same thing, see what happens. Like then, yesterday, you kind of, well, I did went to very positive, but I wake up with kind of excitement, you know, so there's another extra day. So when I get stuck in the traffic, so I get opportunity to say Tara mantra. Best opportunities in the rush hour, to the best opportunity to recite mantras, this opportunity to rush hour. Probably you feel fortunate that you know some mantra to say. Somebody who doesn't have mantra to say, they can know. Sometimes you see, look at people really angry, you know, that they're saying something, nobody's hearing. That looks very angry. They're saying something nobody's hearing, but he's the only one who's hearing all this, what he's saying. But the rest, there's true noise outside, nobody's hearing. So you don't see alone with a peaceful mind, peaceful mind, saying for yourself and all these people in the rest time. So there's always something we can do, but there's always something. So therefore there's always something we can do because there's always something, you know. When the weather's very good, you kind of excited, all of a sudden you the pollen. There's always something. There's nothing. There's always something, you know. So we have to be prepared. We have to prepare ourselves. There's always something, you know. Something that people say that you don't like, something that people do that you don't like. Something people, you know, every day, there's something that... that's how you build this positive attitude before you go to bed. When you wake up, you know, then you're trying to make that your habit, you know, habit. Then the gyawal dhumba jyumi chepa chede, jenye naang, kone kondo dhubhi chepa chedos, you know. Meditate something that you're trying to remember them, you know, like, say, you are doing meditation on Lamrim, but that and then between sessions you are still thinking about Tara practice, you know, what kind of practice, Tara practice you learn, visualization here, there, you know, that's how you keep everything fresh in your mind, you know, on this practice, that practice, okay? Say now, nyave kunju di kana madomi, mejing, tenjen to choba juna, tse tse me to doa, say that nyave kunju di kana madomi, tenjen to choba juna, eating yoga, sleeping yoga, awakening yoga, if you do those properly, so there's a lot of benefit. Physically, mentally, there's a lot of benefit, you know. Very little energy been invested, and you know, so much energy been, you know, invested in good cause. If you, you know, being mindful when you eat, or we always talk, you know, seeing as a food, you know, like as medicine. So, So now you see that when the nutritious, when they talk about, you know, this already been said 1,000 years ago, the people must see food as a medicine, you know. This already been said. It's not just new. So now the nutritious know this already. You can see they are saying the same thing. Then Lama Tsongkhapa said, I put it here exactly the way the Asanka explains, one of the Indian pundit, you know, Indian scholar, explained in his books. Lama Tsongkhapa said, I put it there in the Islamic books exactly the way he put it, okay? So, in the session, between sessions, there's so much been said. You know, Lama Tsongkhapa said, in the session, what you should do, between session, what you should do, what kind of attitude, you know, so that you should have when you wake up, what kind of attitude one should have when you eat food, and how much food you should eat, what kind of attitude you should have when you wake up. Lama Tsongkhapa said that. So this everything applies to all the topic in the Lamrim. You know, when you're walking with a precious human life, you know, trying to gain deeper understanding about the precious human life, just rather than just mere knowledge, you know, it means something to you when you see life. So then you actually see it's precious. It's not just life, you know. So then you apply this, you know, all the topic in Lamrim. So now there's, you know, some kind of argument or debate, some kind of debate or something. Oh, that's not necessary. You should not think about it. No, you don't need to learn. You know, you just sit and meditate. You know, some people say. Then there's a lot of now this like, there's some misunderstanding about session, the between session, you know, as learning. So there's some kind of disagreement, or misinterpretations about meditations, you know. Oh, you don't need to learn anything because this all learning is distractions. You don't need to just sit there, you know, think nothing. You know? So like that, you know, thinking nothing, that's the best. You know, that's then they're kind of like, there's a lot of disagreement or misinterpretations of, you know, meditations, how the meditation has been done, how you define meditations, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, that's a kind of argument, okay? Lodo Gama says, Sula Gunde, that's a Vishnu Chiman and Nema Chavala, Loga Machava Nam Nades. The argument is raised by somebody who does not know much about the teachings, you know, so that and rely on some kind of instructions, you know, instruction one or two instructions, not knowing the whole pictures of, you know, Lamrim. So probably stop here. officially finished out of it. Out of close 800 page, obviously finished one page in 3 lines. The good news is moving. It's not moving backwards, it's moving forward. Huh? So now, you know, including myself, all of us will try, okay, we'll try to go to bed with, you know, some kind of, you know, positive thought. And, you know, then going to sleep with the reciting mantra, that's not that difficult. It's quite easy, you know, that's difficult. So then I do receive, there's 2 questions online, so I'm going to answer. Please, practice your patience. I'm just thinking, so how to answer, so I don't forget, you know. So now I brought answer here. The person who's asking is not here. So maybe I'm going to answer to your questions. Okay, the 2 questions before, so I'm going to answer. Yeah, so that's what we do now, you know, so been studying this, you know, looks like 50-50 page or something like that. So now here, last two Wednesdays, what we learned, you know, about food, sleep, how to wake up, you know, all these things, okay. So then, now putting this into practice, you know, so the point is, you know, to go to bed with a positive thought. You know, positive thought, as I mentioned, so one of them is, you know, reciting Tara Mantra, visualizing, sleeping on the Tara's lap, you know, waking up, hearing this, you know, beautiful chanting of Tara Mantra. That's how you wake up, rather than, you know, like somebody's knocking, breaking something, you know, down the street, and like that, with kind of peaceful mind. You know. So that's, according to teaching, that's how you wake up with a fresh mind. So that's, at least we can try, okay? At least we can try. And seeing the food as a medicine, you know, then using that food, you know, without attachment, anger, judgment of mind, you know, just with, you know, with how you say, appreciations, you know, appreciations, so like that. So so I will try, I will try, you try, everybody try, okay? That's what you can do, yeah. Then according to Tibetan astrology, sometimes it helps if you change your position of your pillow. Pillow, so then sometimes it did, you know, because in the chart, each person, you know, the element is a little bit different. So some cases, you know, if you switch your head and feet pillow, especially the pillow, if you switch the directions. You know, sometimes, you know, that the east is not, sometimes if you change the direction, it will also help, you know. So, according to Tibetan astrology, because I don't know about astrology, but I did study a little bit when I was in junior college doing my course. So then, you know, there's like, there's element, you know, so then some is also related to the. So, and I myself experienced, I couldn't sleep well in the junior college. So then one of my friend who knows about astrology suggests me to change my pillow. It helps, you know, maybe, you know, like something like that before you take any pills, before you can try that, changing your pillow. Nothing to lose. Okay, thank you. Yeah, have a wonderful night.